Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
Joe Biden is now showing America just how he reacts to the slightest bit of pressure, and that's not well. Biden seems to be used to getting praise from the mainstream media, so much so that he doesn't seem ready for any real kinds of questions. When a reporter asked him a remotely real question, this is what happened from IGR. As he was signing an executive orders and efforts to combat the COVID-19 pandemic, a reporter pressed Biden on whether his goal is good enough to save the lives of Americans. Biden laughed and replied, "When I announced it, you all said that's not possible. Come on, give me a break, man. That's a good start, 100 million. When asked about his goal, Joe Biden didn't seem that all that pleased. He made up the media's response. "You all said that's not possible. Actually, Joe, we didn't see anyone say it wasn't possible. In fact, that is pretty much the track Trump put us on." So he's making up a straw man to knock it down instead of being straight with the American people. We should have expected an answer from Joe such as, "We are evaluating our goals at the moment and we will adjust as needed." But that's not what he did. Instead, Joe laughs uncomfortably and throws out his trademark, "Come on, man." He then tells the reporter to give him a break, as if asking the question was just too much for him. Folks, if he's going to be doing this on his first couple of days in office, he should never have run for office in the first place. He doesn't have the mentality to handle it. He doesn't have the chutzpah to handle it. He doesn't have the backbone to handle it. And here we are with a president who the world is going to be laughing at completely before this whole thing is over. We've seen over the years how Biden quickly loses his temper when a reporter asks him something he doesn't like. It's as if he only expects softballs from the MSM and is outraged when somebody asks anything truly challenging, even if it's just a tiny bit. If he gets flustered over something this simple, how is he going to handle real challenges when they come? And as president, they're going to come, folks. They're already coming. If you listen to this show tonight, you'll hear they're already coming. For everything the left said about Trump's treatment of the media, he would always answer their questions better than that. The media cranked up the difficult questions to a 10, throwing fastball after fastball, and Trump would answer the questions simply so the American people could understand. Joe, on the other hand, can barely handle a few softballs, and when he gets called out for setting big goals, which are pretty much going to happen without any extra effort, he breaks down. Once again, America is seeing two different standards here, one for Republicans, one for Democrats. The media coverage of Biden's inauguration was fawning and sugary, saying it was one of the best, even though there were more troops than attendees in Washington, D.C. How's that anything but depressing? And they keep highlighting Biden's call for unity, but his actions look nothing like that. He orders people to mask up on federal property while he breaks his own rules hours later. He says he is going to bring the country together and then dumps dozens of executive orders to undo as much of Trump's work as he can. And most of Trump's work was good for America, folks. Even though you hate the man, you have to, if you would use your brain a little bit, know that almost everything that Trump did was good for America. But that's not what's coming at us for the next 4 years here. Biden says he's going to bring the country together and then dumps dozens of executive orders to undo as much of Trump's work as he can. He's halting work on the border wall, trying to divert those funds. He's stopping the Keystone XL pipeline, which is going to raise all of our heating oil and our gasoline for our cars. It's going to raise the prices of that back up to where it was when it was in Obama's hands, ending thousands of jobs, which means that unemployment's going to automatically go right back up again, and probably raising the price of gas for Americans. It's more important than ever to hear balanced coverage about Joe Biden. The mainstream media is clearly sending signals. They only will act as the state media, rubber stamping everything that he does. So make sure to stay tuned to your alternative medias like this one and Patriot Journal and Western Journal and Breitbart News, One America News, all of those folks. They have to be continued to be listened to, because if you don't, the president and what the Democrats are trying to do to transform this country will shock many of you. Welcome to the show.
Ukrainian passenger jet gathering momentum in Tehran.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Welcome to Hour 1 of the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show with your host, Robert the Infidel Garding, as we strive hard to bring you the correct news as it actually happens, with no liberal spin or unbiased lies that are parroted in the lame streamlined media. Using the silver microphone of freedom with the voice of reason, in this unreasonable world comes NWCR Radio on Conservative Nation Media from Albuquerque, New Mexico, where America always wins. And now, here's Robert. Okay, we are back. Soon after entering office, Joe Biden will be pushing a variety of moves to advance his liberal agenda, which is nothing more than Obama's. This president wants to unite the country and will try to undo as much of Trump era as possible. Be it executive orders or legislation, Biden wants to erase anything Trump did for the country. So in other words, Biden's going to do everything he can to get rid of, to erase Trump out of the whole picture and hurt America in the process. Folks, you people who voted for Biden, you're going to start seeing what he is actually going to be doing. And all you have to do is watch. The president, but he's going to find out. Not all of his plans will be welcomed with open arms. Texas is already preparing to fight Biden's agenda. Governor Greg Abbott is focusing on his own citizens' rights. He's going to make Biden's life hard from day one, and good for him. From Epoch Times comes this one. Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who, while serving as the state's attorney general, famously proclaimed, "I go into the office, I sue the federal government, and I go home," said on Saturday that Biden's White House can expect a spate of legal challenges from the Lone Star State. Texans will take action whenever the federal government encroaches on states' rights or interferes with constitutional rights or private property rights or the right to earn a living, Abbott said. Governor Abbott has vowed to oppose any of Biden's goals that threaten the rights and the livelihoods of Texans. And it looks like he's planning some immediate action. Texas Republicans are preparing to mount a flurry of legal challenges to push back against the incoming administration's progressive agenda. Should come as no surprise. Biden infamously vowed to phase out oil and other fossil fuels. That alone would destroy not only Texas's economy, but much of America's. Biden wants to raise taxes, open the borders, and impose greater environmental regulation. States have authority to challenge the federal government through the courts. And if there's anyone out there bellyaching about Texas doing that, just remember one thing. The moment Donald Trump took office, states like California and New York launched one lawsuit after another, and they did it his whole term. So don't you Democrats go bellyaching and crying about this, because this is legal. You guys did it. It's your turn now. The Trump administration was tangled up with lawsuits from the moment it began. California even preemptively passed laws to protect their sanctuary cities, even before Trump entered office. Texas has every right to oppose an agenda that violates its people's rights, and thank God Texas is around, because not many other states are even thinking about their people's rights. I know New Mexico isn't. New Mexico's governor doesn't care. She just wants her draconian things held up to a higher standard so that she can force all of us down the tubes every time that she wants. And I've got more on her, too. But Texas has every right to oppose an agenda that violates its people's rights. Biden wants to radically change America. He better come out swinging. And with that first story I talked about how he just completely crumbled under a softball question against him, he ain't going to stand up to this. This will tear him to pieces, because Texas certainly will be swinging. Do you stand with Texas or with Biden? Actually, that question should be changed to, do you stand with America or with Biden? You can't be for both, folks. In Trump's final presidential poll, Donald Trump's approval rating shoots to near his historic high. And here's what's happening. Despite everything that has transpired since November 3rd, Donald Trump continued to work for the American people, even after the media and the left and Nancy Pelosi and AOC and all the rest of those people did everything they could to shut him down. They couldn't. Even after a second impeachment with some Republicans turning against him, the 10, which I named last week, Trump soldiered on. He even signed important executive orders. In addition, he spent some time reminding America of his achievements over the last 4 years. And there's a lot of them, folks. And if you don't know about this, then you've been listening to the lamestream lying media. Listen to somebody else. Go to the Epic Times. Go to Breitbart News. Go to One America News. It's all there. Go to a media that will tell the truth. And it's all there. Overwhelming odds were against him. But he appeared to put Americans first. And with just one day left in his administration, Americans are approving what he's done. From Rasmussen reports, It says Rasmussen reports daily presidential tracking poll sponsored by Slanted from Cheryl Atkinson for Monday that shows a 51% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Trump's job performance. 48% disapprove. Well, 48% are you Democrats. Normally, the approval of an outgoing president is generally not looked at by the public, but considering Trump is leaving after his first term, these numbers might come back sooner than we think. Despite losing to Joe Biden, which he didn't, by the way, he didn't lose. Trump won this election handily, but it was cheated out of him. So Joe Biden cheated himself into the White House, regardless of how you feel about the election. Trump continued to have high approval ratings among voters. Today it stands at 51%, close to his highest approval in office ever. Now, how can that be? What if the Democrats said about him is accurate? The left accused him of incitement, even impeached him over it twice. They claimed Americans wanted Trump replaced, despite constantly high approval numbers. And this is something the media wouldn't talk about. High approval numbers. Trump always had them all through his terms. And they're trying to tell us that Trump was not liked by the people.
$80 million voters can pull the wrong lever, and it's still the wrong lever.
Conservative Nation Media, or CNM as the network has been shortened to, is growing again. Airing on Sundays at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, we have our very own Uncle Bing Fisher back on CNM because now is the time for this network and his show, American by Design. As before, but with more urgency than ever, American by Design is back with the mellow voice of Bing, and that voice will help keep us all informed about what the Democrats have in store for us and why we have to fight them every step of the way, because socialism is not for us, freedom is. Sundays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, American by Design with our very own Uncle Bing Fisher back on Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins. American troops showed valor and bravery on the battlefields, but where the enemy was nothing more than ghosts in the jungle, and they were superstitious too. This gave rise to the Vampire Patrol, six men who fought the whole war together, spreading death and destruction along with vampire voodoo lore into the ranks of the enemy with cutthroat precision and accuracy. Now, years later, Matt Joseph works as a private investigator in Tucson, Arizona, running his own business, the Matt Joseph Investigations Company. His best friend and former commander of the Vampire Patrol is chief of police of the South Tucson Police Department. The job that gets Matt on this case also brings the Vampire Patrol back from the past and places it smack dab in the middle of the present day, taking him to a small town on the Indian reservation called Lukachukai in northern Arizona. There, a mountain named Roof Butte not only holds mystery, but also a dark cloud of fear that oozes out of it into the evening sky. Matt has been hired to find out what is going on without getting caught up in its death and destruction in the process. Night Owls is first in a new series of mysteries featuring Matt Joseph, Private Eye, and is on sale now at https://www.amazon.com/dp/15002844/91. That's https://www.amazon.com/dp/15002844/91. It is also available in both digital and book form. That's Night Owls, Matt Joseph Mystery by Robert P. Garding. Order it today.
Ooh.
Okay, we are back. In an overreaction to the January 6th incursion of the U.S. Capitol, Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham of New Mexico erected massive fences around what was once known as the People's House in New Mexico's state capitol. Now the building looks more like a militarized zone, complete with the National Guardsmen and state police surrounding the perimeter and its adjacent streets, plus massive concrete blocks keeping the public away from visiting their own state capitol building. This is the Democrats in action, folks. That's what's happening in Washington, D.C., too. Washington, D.C. is now a militarized zone, and the People's House in Washington, D.C. is now not that anymore, just like here in New Mexico. The Capitol's militarization came at an opportune time for the governor, as an illegitimate and allegedly fraudulently elected liberal figurehead, Joe Biden, comes into power on January 20th while the New Mexico legislature convenes 100% virtual to the public via Zoom, you know, that video platform, on January 19th. This is an opportune time for the governor and her cronies in the legislature to block the public out from the political process, allowing Democrats to ram through as much extreme legislation as possible without so much as a visit by the constituents. During her weekly COVID-19 press conference last week, the governor appeared to be goading on New Mexicans to break the rules and resist her commands to stay at home around the time of the presidential inauguration by repeatedly invoking former Vice President Joe Biden's name and telling people to protest from your own living room. Yeah, she did that. No violence, domestic terrorism will not be tolerated here, and everyone who participates, if they participate in any of these efforts in this state, they will be held swiftly and firmly accountable, and we will use the full extent of the law to do just that, added the first-term governor, and I hope to God she doesn't win another term. Usually, language like this would revoke a reverse psychological response from the public. However, pro-Trump patriots heeded the warnings of many Trump allies, urging MAGA people to stay home over the weekend and not engage in the false flag events, which the liberal media has been trying to promote as havens for violence. And that's all it's been, folks. Leftist news sources such as Washington Post and others were stirring the pot last week, looking to catch Trump supporters storming capitals across the country on January 16th and 17th. The move would have helped Democrats' narrative in trying to demean and demonize Trump supporters by labeling them in accurate terms as insurrectionists or seditionists and their favorite domestic terrorists, as Lujan Grisham has parroted. One far-left state representative, Liz Thompson, Democrat of Bernalillo County, which is where Albuquerque sits, even went as far to demand every Trump supporter be, quote, forever branded with a scarlet S for seditionist, unquote. But Trump supporters did not take the leftist bait and stayed home over the weekend. Only a few peaceful individuals prayed in front of the fence at the Capitol, while one Christian worship leader, Philip Renner, led a handful of people in worship on Saturday morning. Some leftist news outlets bemoaned the lack of protest. Of course they did. It wasn't going their way. But Trump supporters support law enforcement and military, which is likely why no protest to counter the tyrannical governor occurred. Also, the legislature was not in session over the weekend, so which is also likely why no one protested. Well, that's another thing that the left is probably saying. However, it is unclear if peaceful protests will begin in other places around New Mexico this week. KRQE 13 News reported that the now fortress New Mexico Capitol will be barricaded from the public at least until the end of the 60-day legislative session. Of course it will. They're scared to death of what might happen, and everything that they're being told might happen is just like what happened in Washington, D.C. Everything they were told was going to happen didn't. And anything that did happen was the cause of the Democrat Party. And, you know, this whole idea that we have such a great person in office right now. No, we don't. Articles of impeachment have officially been filed against Joe Biden, folks. Firebrand freshman Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene announced Thursday that she filed articles of impeachment against President Joe Biden on his first full day in office. Now, the media hasn't even talked about this one. But I guarantee you that if this would have happened to Trump, it would have been 24/7 news for months. But what she said, it was the Georgia Republican, said, "I just filed articles of impeachment on President Joe Biden." She said this in a video she posted on Twitter. We'll see how this goes. After she released a full statement outlining how Biden is unfit to hold office of the presidency, and I've also shown with the first story that I talked about tonight that he is totally unfit for the presidency. The congresswoman accused him of abuse of power by allowing his son, Hunter Biden, to siphon off cash from America's greatest enemies while he served as vice president and quid quo pro in Ukraine. In particular, Green pointed to Biden's potential involvement in his son's overseas business dealings, and it's already been proven that he was involved in this, while he served as the board member of Burisma Holdings. While Biden was vice president during the Obama administration, he enabled bribery and other high crimes and misdemeanors because he let Hunter Biden influence the domestic policy of a foreign nation while accepting benefits in exchange for favors. Yeah, he did. The evidence of widespread knowledge, corruption, and collusion on behalf of the Biden family with foreign nationals is clear and compelling, Green said. President Biden gravely endangered the security of the United States and its institutions of government. Through blatant nepotism, he enabled his son to influence foreign policy and financially benefit as a result of his role as vice president. At a Council on Foreign Relations event on January 2018, Biden recounted an official visit he took to the Ukraine on March 2016, during which he pressured President Petro Poroshenko to fire Prosecutor General Viktor Shokin or not receive $1 million in U.S. loan guarantees. And then the famous part about this is Biden saying, "I said, you're not getting the billion. I'm going to be leaving here in, I think it was about 6 hours. I looked at him and said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor is not fired, you're not getting the money," Biden recalled telling Poroshenko. Well, son of a bitch, he got fired. And they put in place someone who was solid at the time, he said. Okay, now that is something that the people have said. The people know about this. And the thing is, in a poll that says, do you think the House should take up these articles of impeachment, 96% of the people who responded said yes. So Biden's not really off to a great start now, is he? He really is not. So articles of impeachment have officially been filed against Joe Biden. And all I can say is good for them. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. And Joe Biden is the gander here. And we have to really start watching what's going on here, folks, because there is so much going on here that we really have to watch. Democrats seek permanent national. Now, this is something, this article that I found here is something that I have mentioned before. I've mentioned it about five or six times over the last several months now. If the Democrats get away with this theft of an election, which they did, they will seek to permanently make it so that all elections from now on are done that way. Okay, here's the article. Democrats seek permanent nationalization of changes to voting practices ostensibly implemented as pandemic safety measures, Senator Tom Cotton, Republican of Arkansas, said Thursday in an interview on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Morrow. Morrow asked how to restore election integrity given the imposition of automatic voter registration and sending of mail-in ballots to addresses on inaccurate voter rolls. Cotton replied, "The bad news is that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer want to take what were unusual rushed voting practices in the middle of a pandemic last year and make them permanent." See, folks, I told you, if they get away with this steal, they will make it so that they can steal every election from now on if it doesn't go their way. And the only way that they will not be able to do this is if they don't get any votes. But there's always going to be some idiot who's going to vote for them. And when I say idiot, I mean idiot. People who cannot use their brains and see what the Democrat Party, what Joe Biden, what Nancy Pelosi and all these others are doing to this nation and not vote them out of office and actually vote them into office, they're the ones who are idiots. Or they just don't like America and they want to get rid of it altogether. And that's what's going on here. We've got people who don't care. All they see is the D behind the name or the R behind the name. If there's an R behind the name, they won't even look at what that person stands for. If there's a D behind the name, they won't look what that person stands for either. They'll just vote for them. And that's where this nation is really in trouble right now. The Democrats have declared war on America, and Americans are voting for them. Democrats have declared war on all Americans. It doesn't matter whether they're Democrats or they're Republicans, they're going to get thrown under the bus. And that's the way, that's exactly what's going on here. But going on with that article, it says that's the first bill they've introduced. They want to make how they ran this last election permanent. That's the first bill that they've introduced. They're trying to make vote-by-mail universal across the country, override 50 states' election laws, eliminate not only photo identification, but signature verification, require mandatory registration. This is the left-wing wish list. Republican majorities in the state legislatures are the best asset in restoring election integrity, Cotton assessed. Washington is not going to have a solution to this problem because they're just going to make it worse. They see the problem not as a problem, but as an opportunity for them. And that's what they're going to do. But it goes on here, it says that Washington is not going to have a solution to this problem, but it is a real problem, Cotton remarked. The good news is that so many of the states where Democratic governors made big changes in the last minute, those legislatures are in session today. And those legislatures are controlled by Republicans in places like Pennsylvania and Michigan and Wisconsin and Minnesota. And hello, Mask for America. Good to see you there, or Mask Free America. Cotton continued, Georgia and Arizona do not just have Republican legislatures, but Republican governors as well. I've already spoken to Republican leaders in Washington about giving these legislators the support they need, the lawyers, the expertise to help tighten up their election laws so that they're not in the situation again where they were last year, where the Democratic governor has the power to unilaterally make changes without legislature in session. And that's what happened. And therefore, the legislature can't do anything about it. Cotton concluded, I think it will be, has to be very high priority for Republican legislatures. Now, the problem that I'm seeing here is that, okay, I'm not sure why Arizona caved, but what is going on here is that I'm a Republican. I don't think there's a person out here that has ever heard this show that knows that I'm not. But one of the things that I'm really upset about is the Republicans' lack of a backbone. They seem to think, and this is especially the ones in Washington, D.C. who have been there for a while, they seem to think that all they have to do is cave a little bit to the Democrats, and the Democrats are going to like them. Well, Democrats are never going to like them because they've got an R behind their name, for one thing. Republicans are the Democrats' enemies, and they will do anything they can, even destroy this nation, to put Republicans down. And that's what this whole thing with the election crap is that's going on now. You know, I said that they would do this, and now they're trying to do it. They're trying to make the way that the election was done in 2020 permanent. And if they make this permanent, folks, there is no way we're ever going to have another election that will be fair. It'll always go to the back, to the cheating Democrats. Republicans won't have a say in anything. They might as well just go away until they can figure out a way to grow a backbone. Yeah, they have a backbone but shaped as a question mark. Yeah, that's a good one. And that's very true. You know, there are some that will hold the Democrats' feet to the fire. Governor Greg Abbott right now, who is putting out lawsuits against Biden for his agenda, is one of them. Ted Cruz is another one. Of course, Ted Cruz is being attacked all over the place by the Democrats right now. And most of the Republicans, if they had done the things to most of the Republicans, you know, like that they have to Ted Cruz and to Donald Trump and to Hawley and several of the other ones that have actually stood firm, the rest of the Republicans would have folded like a bent house of cards. And McCain is still in office, and he runs through Lindsey Graham. Well, Lindsey Graham right now is doing some things that actually kind of surprised me, but he's one of these people who he'll do some great things for a while, and then all of a sudden he just flips and does just the opposite. So I don't trust Lindsey Graham as far as I can throw him. But there are some that I do trust. And one of the things that I heard today was that Donald Trump was thinking of trying to start a Patriot Party. Now, that would probably start off by making sure that the left would win a few elections. That'd be fine and dandy. But if we could get something like a Patriot Party started and actually control it and push it instead of backing down like they always do, but control it and make sure that it sticks around and stays and adheres to the Constitution and the laws of this nation, people will come around. And the Democrats will start hurting because of it. It might be an election or two before it starts to happen, but it would be a good thing. And it should have been done a long time ago, because the Democrats right now have sided with the devil. They don't care anything about God. They talk about saving our democracy. Well, it's like I said in one of my updates the other day, the Albuquerque Journal the other day had huge headlines saying democracy prevails. Yeah, democracy did prevail, because democracy is exactly what the Democrats want, and democracy is nothing more than mob rule. But it's like a Mask-Free America in the chat room said, it all starts at the local elections. And it does. And everybody's got this whole thing wrong right now. They think that we have to go straight to Washington and change things there. No, that won't work. They've been trying that for years, and it does not work. You have to start at the local levels. Start at the local levels and build from there. And then after you get to the local levels, go to state levels. And once you get to the state levels, then hit national. But you have to start somewhere, and you cannot start at the top unless you're the Democrats and have figured out a way to cheat your way into an election and win that election because you cheated. There is no way in the world that Trump lost that election. There just isn't. And all you have to do is look at this with a little bit of common sense, and you'd see it just like I do. It's just as plain as the nose on your face. Trump's approval rating right now, at the day that he left office, was 51%. How can that be if the Democrats are saying that the American people want him gone? It can't be. It really cannot be. And right now, Biden has had, where did I find that? And I got rid of it. But articles of impeachment have officially now been filed against Joe Biden. And I looked at this and I said, well, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. And the Democrats pushed this constantly on Trump while he was in office. But here's what's going to be funny about this whole thing. If the Republicans go and do the same thing that the Democrats did against Trump, there's going to be one stark difference here. And that stark difference will be the fact that through all of that kerfuffle that happened when Trump was in office, he still got things done. Biden will not. He's already shown his weakness by losing it in front of a presser when Biden actually got a question that was it wasn't hardball. It was kind of like softball, but it was harder than he could handle. And he actually threw his hands up and said, I need a break. Well, he's the president now. He can't have a break. He's the one who wanted in there. He's the one who wanted this. But now we've got a president now who is starting to fold like that bent up house of cards. All this, and with this articles of impeachment that have been officially filed against Joe Biden, one of the things that says that she, the lady who did this, released a full statement outlining how Biden is unfit to hold the office of the presidency. That's something they couldn't do against Trump. But it, the things that just kind of blew me away was the amount of vitriol that's in the news. And it's all over. Schumer says the impeachment trial will begin the week of February 8th. Well, folks, you cannot impeach a president that's already out of office. But they're going to try. That is how bad their hatred for that man and for America is. Yeah, and Mask Free America says, Biden is getting things done through executive orders. And that's true. But what he's doing is he's reversing everything that Trump did and sending it right back to Obama era stuff. He's killed, like I said earlier, he's killed the Keystone Pipeline. That's going to get rid of a lot of jobs, which is going to raise unemployment. It's also going to raise our prices for gasoline for our cars. It's probably going to go back up to $4 a gallon, if not higher, like it was during Obama's years. And he's also done the transgender thing where transgenders can use whatever bathroom they want. And I remember when Obama was president, I had two daughters that were still at home. And one of the things that happened back then was Target got rid of their sexual distinction bathrooms, and they made them unisex bathrooms. And if we were in Target, and one of my daughters had to go to the bathroom, I would stand outside the bathroom and not let anybody in unless they were female. And my wife would go inside and wait by the stall to make sure nobody would get in there. But America right now is getting silly. The news has to make money, as Mask Free America says, and they don't have Trump to talk about, so they are attacking Biden. And that's hilarious. One of the updates that I did this last week through the week was a protest that happened in Portland and Seattle. And it was Antifa, and it wasn't Trump they were protesting about. They were protesting because Biden was president. Well, isn't that what they were after in the first freaking place? And the thing that's really hilarious about this is that, you know, they had painted across the windows, you know, F Biden, and they spelled out the word. It says, and it said, "Fuck Biden, we want revenge." Well, their revenge is coming because we've got 4 years of Biden coming, unless something happens and he gets impeached. And that's just, you know, that's just the way it is. We'll be right back.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
Listening to NWCR Radio, where the truth rings free with the voice of reason in this very unreasonable world. Conservative Nation Media, or CNM, is pleased to announce the return of Black by Color Only with Vincent Brown. Earlier this summer, Vincent took time off for the summer to do some things that he wanted to do with his family. Family is important, no matter what the left says. Now he is back. Starting on the 19th of September, Vincent Brown is back with Black by Color Only at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturdays with the show that you all loved. Vincent has a special way to let you know just what is going on and why it is good or bad. That's Black by Color Only on CNM, where America always wins. Vietnam was the war where American troops showed valor and bravery on the battlefields, but where the enemy was nothing more than ghosts in the jungle, and they were superstitious too. This gave rise to the Vampire Patrol, six men who fought the whole war together, spreading death and destruction along with vampire voodoo lore into the ranks of the enemy with cutthroat precision and accuracy. Now, years later, Matt Joseph works as a private investigator in Tucson, Arizona, running his own business, the Matt Joseph Investigations Company. His best friend and former commander of the Vampire Patrol is chief of police of the South Tucson Police Department. The job that gets Matt on this case also brings the Vampire Patrol back from the past and places it smack dab in the middle of the present day, taking him to a small town on the Indian reservation called Lukachukai in northern Arizona. There, a mountain named Rook Butte not only holds mystery, but also a dark cloud of fear that oozes out of it into the evening sky. Matt has been hired to find out what is going on without getting caught up in its death and destruction in the process. Night Owls is first in a new series of mysteries featuring Matt Joseph, Private Eye, and is on sale now at https://www.amazon.com/dp/15002844491. That's https://www.amazon.com/dp/15002844491. It is also available in both digital and book form. That's Night Owls, the Matt Joseph Mystery by Robert P. Garding. Order it today. I had a great Tucker Carlson moment the other day when he was doing a update or one of his things, and he was essentially talking about what was going on and talking about the Democrat stupidity. Here it is.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. It's weird to say it, but this is the last day of the Trump administration. If you supported Donald Trump, that's a sad thing to face after 4 years. On the other hand, if you didn't support Donald Trump, if you're one of the many in our professional class who have made hating Donald Trump the very center of your life, this has got to be a pretty good day for you. You won. Your party now has control of everything. By tomorrow afternoon, Donald Trump will be gone for good. You got exactly what you wanted. You should be thrilled about that. You ought to be celebrating. But they're not celebrating. That's the remarkable thing. No one in the Democratic Party seems happy tonight. They're angrier than ever. Instead of taking victory laps, they are plotting revenge against the people they just beat. They're thinking of new ways to injure and humiliate and degrade their political opponents, make it impossible for them to work again, throw them in jail, destroy their lives. It's hard to describe how weird and strange and awful this is to watch. Imagine winning a tennis match in straight sets, then immediately leaping over the net and smashing your opponent in the face with your racket. It wasn't enough for you to win. You had to inflict physical pain. You couldn't be happy until another human being screamed in agony. What kind of person would do that? Well, the kind of people we're watching now, the kind of people who are even more vicious when they win. The leaders of the Democratic Party have now decided that 74 million Trump voters weren't just wrong or misguided. They didn't simply back the wrong guy or have incorrect opinions or fail to see the obvious truths. No, the threat they pose is graver and more serious than that, more dangerous. These 74 million Trump voters are, in fact, terrorists. They're a looming physical threat to the rest of us, and we must deal with them in the way that you deal with threats like that, existential threats to the nation. Saddam Hussein, al-Baghdadi, Kim Jong-un, Donald Trump's voters. For years, they told us this country had been infiltrated by Russian spies, but now we know it's worse than that. The real threat, the actual enemy, is within. In the end, it always is. 74 million deviationists lurk in our midst. They look like normal people, but ladies and gentlemen, do not be deceived. They are Trotskyites. They're wreckers, kulaks. We must root them out. It'll take a war to do that, an actual war, a war on our own people. To make that point as clear as possible, the Democratic Party has marshaled military leaders to deliver the news. They're the party's spokesmen now. General Stanley McChrystal is among them. McChrystal, in case you don't remember, is the strategic genius who can take credit, if you can call it that, for running the longest losing war in American history, the one in Afghanistan, the war that's still going. Yesterday, McChrystal took a break from collecting fat corporate directors' fees to note that, based on his extensive experience mismanaging America's foreign policy, Trump voters look an awful lot like terrorists, an awful lot. Quote, I did see a similar dynamic in the evolution of al-Qaeda in Iraq, McChrystal said, where a whole generation of angry Arab youth with very poor prospects followed a powerful leader who promised to take them back to a time, to a better place, and he led them to embrace an ideology that justified their violence. This is now happening in America. Al-Qaeda in America. Thanks, Stan. Sometime when you can manage to spare a moment from getting rich from your failures in America's decline, we'd love to know exactly what did happen in Afghanistan. What went wrong there, when you have time?
Yeah, and that is a very good point. One of the things that I wanted to say today, Hank Aaron, who was an American sports icon, and I'm not sure if the kids nowadays would remember him, but he died at 86, on Associated Press, January 22nd, which is today at 9:40 a.m., did that article, and it's sad to see him go, but what we've been looking at here, the things that happened, and I talked about this the other day, when the troops in the soldiers that were in the Capitol got booted from the Capitol and moved into a parking garage to stop what was going on. One of the things that was really hilarious about this was the fact that this happened because a Democrat congressman complained that the soldiers were at a Dunkin' Donut eating and not wearing a mask at the cafe in the building. According to a source, Representative Will Keating, Democrat of Massachusetts, reported to the Capitol Building authorities earlier in the day that a National Guardsman was seen at a Dunkin' Donuts without a mask on. Folks, do you realize how silly this country is getting? In other words, folks, you had better eat with your masks on, figure out a way to get your food through the mask without taking the mask off. And yes, this is getting freaking silly. And after Keating commented out loud that masks were required to be worn at all times in a federal building, the National Guard member responded, I appreciate my freedom, according to the source. But after this happened, the Texas governor ordered the troops back home that were in Texas, ordered them back home after they were booted from the Capitol and moved to a parking garage. He didn't put up with it. He brought them back home. And good for him. That's all I have to say about it. We are out of time. I'm glad to see that Mask Free America was there with me today. Yeah, eat your mask. next week, what we are going to be doing is we're going to be handling the show a little bit different. We're going to be starting to teach the Constitution on this show. And next week, I think I may have a guest that will help me explain it. And if I can get Douglas V. Gibbs here during the show, I would love to do that too. But we will be back next week, and I'm gonna have a 2-hour show schedule for next week. But we will be back next week, and I am glad that Mask Free America was here, and we will see you next week. Have a great week, and I'll be back in on Monday with my next update, and talk to you later.
God bless you all.